is Dominic, wedding DJ.
And this is Serena, wedding planner.
And together we are
the wedding duo.
We are here to talk all things weddings.
Planning a wedding can be stressful, but we are here to help.
So before you say, that's it, we're going to Vegas, don't go to Vegas.
Let's have some fun.
Join us as we answer your wedding questions and help navigate planning one of the biggest days of your life with
the wedding duo.
Hello, everyone. It is us, the Wedding Duo, on our podcast to share with you wedding knowledge, wedding tips and tricks.
What is that voice?
I don't know. I'm going a different direction with it. It's like we're going to be up all night with DJ Dominic.
Oh, please don't do that. I'll leave.
We're going to start with some Celine Dion and then some Enya.
Ew.
To make you sleep. Don't say ew.
Because that's old.
I was doing the old. Up all night, the sleepy stuff, old channels. That's what I was going for.
Well, I'm just excited because today I have makeup on. Yay.
Hooray.
We moved.
Today I don't.
You never do, hopefully. but we moved up into the hill country, if we didn't mention that before. So we were moving. We had weddings. We traveled a bit. It was like whirlwind, right? So
my shoulders. I can't anymore. Moving is brutal. We actually had a moving company, but then there were still two truckloads of a 15-foot truck that needed to be done. I'm like, hurry, hurry, get it all moved out.
It was a lot, but we now are on some property, which is super exciting. So we're in Texas, if you guys didn't know, and there are Texas-sized bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And now that we're out in the hill country, there's really some Texas-sized bugs.
Well, had I not seen the tarantula, I would have not have believed it. But we got
there.
The first night we got there, we got out of the car and I was shutting the gate behind us. And my daughter's like, Daddy. And I come around the corner. I'm like, well, I'll be doggone. That is a full on
furry
tarantula.
Let's compare it to something. It's probably the size of a lemon.
Softball.
No, it wasn't that big.
Oh, it was. With the legs? Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I took a video with it next to my foot just so you can see how big it was.
So I got on the phone with the pest control company and they came out a couple days later.
No snakes yet. Armadillo. We've had an armadillo, a deer, baby deer.
Baby deer, yes. And what else? I saw a fox. Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. Armadillo was dead, so we had vultures.
That's very exciting.
Those country, I don't know what they're called.
Okay, but you guys didn't come here to talk about our adventures.
Oh, wait. We have baby swallows on the back porch.
Oh, we do. Oh, the barn swallows. Isn't that what they're called?
Barn swallows.
Yes. And they made a little mud nest and the little babies poked their little heads out. It's the cutest thing.
It is.
We're a little worried though, because they're getting bigger. I don't want one to like fall out and we have dogs. I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
I might make like a little net.
What are you talking about?
To like capture it.
A baby catcher. Baby bird catcher. Okay. Good luck with that.
I don't know. I don't really have spare time to do that, but.
Today's topic. Let's get on that.
Okay.
It's a music topic.
It is a music topic.
And it's a big one. It's one that people always say like, oh my gosh, I need help with
first dance.
Our first dance. Mm-hmm. And I always said, no, that is that first dance.
So this is a really short podcast.
Yeah, that's it. We're not helping with your first dance. No, but my point was, it's so personal. I don't want to, like, y'all need to pick that. That's like, I can't help pick your first dance.
Okay, but that's not true. You can give suggestions to help them narrow it down, but what he's
saying is, he doesn't want to be the one. No, back in the day, I was always like, no, if there's one spot on that form that we give our clients,
right,
with all the songs you got to fill out, first dance, I'm like, no, you got to, like, no, doesn't everybody already know that? And the answer is no.
No.
Because for those of you that do, like, some people are like, oh, and you're like, oh, first dance. Oh, well, you already know, like, oh, that's our song. Like, you have a song. That's easy. And you're
I
like,
think more couples podcast. Than not don't have a song.
Well, I don't know.
We don't have a song. Really?
It's evolved. We've had several songs.
Yeah, but that would make it hard, right? Because then we'd be like looking through and be like, wait, which one do we use? So even that could be challenging. Like, which one is the right one? So we've got some tips we're going to share with you today.
Well, one of them is on the list that we're going to talk about that was originally when we were dating and it made me think of you and you were surprised when...
The Marry Me song?
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess you're just going to skip ahead to that. Yeah, Marry Me by Train. And we weren't even engaged. And I was like, that song makes me think of you. And you were like, okay, a little foreshadowing.
No, not foreshadowing, because it took forever for you to propose.
It did not.
We already had child forever.
What? Say that sentence again.
We already had a child. Two children.
Well, I was already committed. See, there you go.
That's good to know in retrospect.
And then you, out of the blue, Randy Rogers, In My Arms Instead, you were like, that makes me think of you. I go, what?
Okay.
You don't even like country music. And suddenly... That song, I don't know where. I had the no
reason,
idea that song
made you. Let me, I'm a lyric person. So let's just put this out there, right? I listen to the lyrics. And our son, our youngest, has like gotten this trait too, where he just like can pick up the lyrics and remember.
I don't know how. I thought like, is he looking over my shoulder? He'll just be singing along. I go, how do you even know that
and
song?
And I have the same ability. So if you're out there and you know what I'm talking about, like you just know what the songs say very easily. And so.
You just got that though. You can remember clients from 2 years ago that you're like, oh,
it's not just
music. That was Susie's event. I go, how do you even
pluck it
out? You've got that brain. You've got that side of your brain.
Yes. But the other thing, so the lyrics to that song he's talking about.
It's a great song.
Oh my God. Randy Rogers, in my arms instead. And he's talking about like, you should be here with me. And the reason I think of you with that song is because when you're at weddings, I'm always thinking about you and like wishing that you were here at the house with me. So that's kind of where it circles back to our relationship.
That's very sweet.
Yes.
It's a good song. I'm glad it's a good song.
So that would be, okay, but let's take this a little further. That song is not necessarily like a first dance song.
Sure, it is.
I've
had couples do it. Use that for first dance.
But traditionally, recently, like the lyrics are not like first dancey.
Yeah.
It's basically saying like, you should be here with me instead. That's not necessarily like lyrically what you think of when you think of first dance song. So let's make this point. If there is a song like that, that is your song, right? And you're worried about what the lyrics say. And so you're worried your audience is going to, or your guests are going to be like, why are they using that song? Don't. Because first of all, they don't really.
Don't use it or don't worry.
Don't worry. Use it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because your guests probably aren't like dissecting the lyrics as you're doing your first dance. And it's your song. Like, use it.
Well, the thing is that I think about is someday you're going to be at a Nordstrom or Nordstrom Rack, let's say.
Okay.
And again, you're bright. And you're looking through clothes and there's music in the background. And then the song comes on, your song. But you decided not to use it for that reason. Because you're like, I don't want people to think, why'd you pick that song? And you're like, what? This should have been our song. This is the song.
No regrets.
You don't want to have regrets afterwards. I mean, that's a very random thing, but
I don't know that people do that, but
I mean, I've done it where I'll hear a song and I'll be like, oh, I love this song or whatever. This song makes me.
We didn't have a first dance, so you didn't have that.
I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking in general, right?
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, do you have not back in the day, like your high school sweetheart, did you have a song and you hear it on
Crazy
random?
Huh? Crazy in Love.
Beyonce.
Yep.
Jay-Z.
And okay. We played it at our senior prom and everybody was like dancing around us. It was very epic.
Everybody knew it was your song?
Kind of.
That's very random. What were you like?
Well, I mean, like our friend group.
Oh, okay.
Not like everybody in the school.
Well, again, there's a few songs that I'll hear and I'm like, oh, that was a song for me and What's-Her-Face back in the day.
Ew.
You know? Because songs do that. Like, they'll bring you back to a memory. Not necessarily
that.
Just an ex, but anyway, eventually we'll start talking about your first dance. But to her point, if you have that, and that's a legitimate concern. People are like, I'm worried about the first dance. The other thing you can do is take that dance that is significant to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's my example. I had a couple there. The song that spoke to them that they wanted to use, there is, I don't know if it's an acoustic version or a live version, but it's not the original version of Take On Me by A-ha. Mm-hmm. We actually heard this on the wind. My son that she was talking about was singing it because he remembers the song. Beautiful song. The original is really fast, but he's got a slowed down acoustic version that he did decades later. And they were like, that's our song. And they go like, but people will look at us weird. And I'm like, so they ended up using that for their last private dance, just the two of them.
Perfect.
At the end of the night. And then they picked a different song for their first dance. When you could totally do that if you have a song that's really like, if you're really caught up in like, I don't want people to think whatever thoughts. Because it's a thing. I mean, I'm concerned about what people think sometimes more than I should be. But so it's a human trait that some of us are stuck with. So maybe put it there because at that last dance, and this what I'm talking about, we call it a solo dance sometimes, but we kick everybody out for the sparkler send off or the bubble send off, and you shut the doors, and the couple get just one last dance. Just
if you've been listening to our podcast, you know what we're talking about because we've mentioned
this
like 10,000 times.
But anyway, that could be your song. Some people do their first dance a second time, but if you have that other song that's like really your song, put it there.
True. So if you're having trouble selecting a first dance, let's go down this path, right? So a lot of times couples will say like, oh, I just don't know like what song, like you don't have a song. Like let's say you didn't have a first date at a movie and the song that was on the soundtrack reminds you of that. You know, if you don't have that song and you're struggling to select a song, what can they do?
Well, I would say the most like pragmatic way to do it is like pick a genre. What are you into? Are you into country?
Right.
Do you want something that's more current, like top 40? Do you want, are you more Motown? Are you R&B? Are you like, you're into the classics though? Mm-hmm. Are you an old soul with your music and you just love stuff that is like generations before you? Because for whatever reason, you have an older brother or a sister, you were raised by your grandparents and they always listen to Sinatra and Dean Martin, whatever it is, right? So narrow down saying like, here's the genre we want. Let's find a country song. Then you just list some of your favorite artists. Let's get Cody Johnson in there. Let's get Luke Combs in there. Maybe George Strait, Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks. And then you list there's some of their big slow songs, right? Yeah. So now you've got a pile of what? Half a dozen?
You've got a playlist.
Maybe 20. Maybe you have 20 songs and you're like, here we go. Start here.
Right.
And then tell them about the dancing.
So we suggest that you do a first dance date night. And this can be as simple as, you know, DoorDash, your favorite restaurant, you're at your apartment, whatever. And you play this playlist. Listen to the song.
It's got to be in the kitchen,
right? I don't know why you always think it's in the kitchen.
I would say it's in the kitchen. I don't know.
But you play the songs, listen to the lyrics, dance to them together so you can envision it, right? I think it really helps to envision what that moment's going to be like and see which song speaks to you. It's super helpful, you guys. This is fun. And plus, it's a fun date night anyways, right?
There you go. Because sometimes my gender is not on board. And they're like, well, no, just pick something. You're like, no. It's like, but there have been times where it's
men.
Backwards. I have a story I think I've shared once before, but I'll tell about that later.
Probably more than once.
I like sharing. I have stories. I'm good. I'm my father.
I know you guys have heard.
I am my father's son, so I can't help it. But the other thing to think about, or not to think about, is the length of the song.
You didn't share the story.
I know. I will. The length of the song. Some people are like, oh, you know what? This is our song, but gosh, it's like 5 minutes long and it's just too long. Don't worry about that. It is so easy for your DJ to fade out a song. I do it all the time. I tell my couples, look at me or give me a look, like a nod. And that, or if it's bride dancing with dad or groom dancing with mom or bride dancing with mom or whatever it is, they pick a song that's really great, but it's too long. It's like 4.5 minutes long. And even your mom is like, don't make me dance for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I'm going to, whatever song I pick with Lily someday, I'm going to be like, DJ, I will break your finger if you turn that volume down. I want all 4.5 minutes of whatever song.
Okay, but what if she doesn't?
I'll beg. I'll plead with her. But anyway, that's a whole thing. Yeah, there's two people out there. So, but not everybody, I've had parents say that, like, they look at me and I go, do you want me to fade it out? And the dad looks at me like, no. Like, why would,
okay,
I go,
okay. Get back on track here.
Anyway. Find a spot while you're in the kitchen dancing. And the kitchen has linoleum or tile. That's why you dance in the kitchen. You can dance on carpet. That's not as easy. That's why you dance in the kitchen.
They can have hardwood.
In the bathroom. Maybe they're dancing in the bathroom. I don't know. But anyway. So as you're dancing, there might be a spot. Look for 2 minutes. And I always say 2 minutes because your photographer and your videographer are trying to get those shots. Give them about 2 minutes to work with. Don't say 30 seconds and fade it out. That is going to go over in the blink of an eye. And people will think something's wrong. Like, oh my God, what happened?
Right.
So shoot for 2 minutes. It's enough of the song. You get your pictures. You get some substance there. But if there is a spot in the song that you're considering, if there's a spot between 150 and 210 where they finish the chorus and it goes into a natural dip, like it goes into the guitar solo or an instrumental, it's so easy for the DJ to fade it out and be like, ladies and gentlemen, our newlyweds, yay.
Right.
And you guys hug it out.
And you can plan it ahead of time. So you can tell the DJ, like, this is the moment. Yes, we want you to fade it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have practiced that on your first dance date night.
Yeah.
So that's
a good start. Start with the genre. If you're like, we want, like, we're more into current artists, you know? So list your, maybe T-Swift is on there. Maybe Beyonce is on there. Maybe John Legend is on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steven Sanchez has that new song, Until I Found You. Really pretty
really
song.
Really good. And Taylor Swift, I just listened to Crazier. If you guys haven't listened to it, really good first dance song.
But anyway, maybe you like narrow it down. You go, okay, we're narrowed down to John Legend, Conversations in the Dark, or All of Me. Okay, we got one.
Right.
Conversation in the Dark. Or maybe you sleep on it. Maybe you narrow it down and you knock half of them out and then you do it again in a couple days later, a couple weeks later.
Sure.
And but eventually you got to narrow it down because people get mad at me because I start suggesting songs and they're like, I had it figured out and then you did another video, Dominic.
Yeah.
And now I'm, yeah.
Yeah. So at some point you got to make a decision. Okay, but let's
talk. That's a good start, right? Is that a good start?
That is a good start.
It's a good process.
And what I want to talk about too is the actual dance, right? So a lot of times people feel pressure to like choreograph this performance. And it really depends on what kind of couple you are. So there are couples out there that that's what they envision. They want to do the whole, you know, ballroom, waltz, whatever it is, right? And so they're going to go do lessons and they're going to choreograph their first dance. that is great. If that's the type of couple you are and you want to go and do that, definitely pick the song beforehand so you can practice to it, get the timing down. But let's just say that probably 90% of our couples don't do that, okay? If not more. And we don't want people out there to feel pressure to have to like take lessons and do this performance. It really can be as simple as learning a basic box step. Maybe you practice a dip, a twirl, you know, so that you have a little bit more confidence. That's helpful. So this goes back to the first dance date night. You can practice those things so you feel good about it on the day of the wedding, right?
And even if you did practice, there's a very high probability you're not in your wedding dress as you're practicing.
Sure.
So if you get too crazy with your dance, that dress is not made for comfort or convenience. And it is big. Sometimes the bustle just doesn't all the way bustle and there's still a part that's on the ground. Doesn't People hold, will step on your yeah. dress all night. It's very frustrating. And then the bustle breaks and blah, blah, blah. That's a whole thing. But what bothers me is it's arguably the best night, the best part of the night, right? The two of you having your first dance together. All you have to do is just sit there like you're in fifth grade with your hands on each other's hips or shoulders and just sway back and forth, sing the song to each other. Oh my God. Everybody's just like, this is beautiful. And just forget the rest of us are even there, right? Sure. Be in your own moment. Have that moment with the two of you. Because what happens sometimes is, let's say the bride can dance. The groom is two left feet and the groom is like so stressed. I remember this so clearly. I was putting the mic on the groom.
You've mentioned this story
before the ceremony. He was like, when's my dance? I go, dude. You're about to go down the aisle and you're all wrapped around the axle about your first dance. And he was really nervous and his breath was awful too. And I go, we're not starting yet. Hang on. I'm going to go get some Tic Tacs. Yes. I had some in my bag. I don't want your first date for your bride to flinch when you're trying to, I mean, your first kiss. The bride's like, oh my, what is, like, I got nervous. That's my nervous
tic. We should do a TikTok on that. TikTok on a Tic Tac.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so you got me all derailed now. What was I talking about?
I didn't get you derailed. You derailed yourself.
Oh, so, but if the groom can't dance and he's out there mouthing the words like, one, two, three, one, two, three. And the bride's looking at him like nodding like, good, good. It's awkward. Yeah, it is. And I'm like, and everyone else is awkward. Like, so if neither one of you can dance and it's like, you're just like, we're just not dancers. Just be in the moment and just sway back and forth. Yeah. It's not, you don't have to make it harder than it is.
There's kind of different degrees of that, right? So totally. Like I said, it depends on the kind of couple you are. Maybe you are into dancing and you are good dancers. So that's one level. And then the mid level is maybe you learn a few steps, you kind of practice. And then the third lower level is wing it. Just be there, right? And these are all okay. These are all okay options. But I think what really helps the most is, like we already mentioned, having that first dance date night so you guys can like envision it and know what you want. Just not going into it, just not knowing, that is what makes you nervous, right? Is not knowing what's going to happen, what to expect. That's what's hard.
There are other couples out there that are like, dude, this is what we do. Like, we go out to the dance hall, we dance. Yeah. And they just hit the dance floor and they're like a fish in water and they're doing the pretzel, they're twirling, dipping. I'm like, okay. I didn't know y'all could dance. They're like, they're kicking it. But
that's not us.
That's me. I am a fantastic dancer. If you would just let me lead, it would be much easier. But you try to like take over. I'm like, what are you doing? No.
I try.
All the other guys, maybe you dated, couldn't dance. I can dance, but you can't both lead. There's a thing. Throw that out there. You cannot both lead. Anyway.
Okay.
That's my chauvinistic moment there. I'm just saying it doesn't work well.
It doesn't. We've tried.
So the other thing that people have done looking for their dance, like if you... You mentioned it, like if you had maybe your first date night was you went and saw a movie, maybe you saw, I don't know, A Star Is Born, and you're like, oh, that was our first date. Shallow is a beautiful song. I've had people use that song for their first dance. That's great. Did you grow up watching the Twilight series and you're really into that? That's 1,000 years. People use that all the time.
Yeah.
Or Sleeping at Last has Turning Page, also from the series. Beautiful songs, both of them. And people get caught up, like you mentioned, Marry Me. People are like, well, that's kind of hitting the nail on the head. Marry Me, really? On my wedding day? Yeah, but you only have one wedding day. Like, and if it's a song that just speaks to your relationship, because I have a couple, I had a couple years ago. I mean, that song's been out for a long time. And they said, we met in a cafe. And there was that line there that says, if I can get up the nerve to talk to you in this cafe, right? That's one of the lines. And they were like, oh my God, that's like perfect for us. And I'm like, yeah, because it speaks to your relationship. And the lyrics are just like nail on the head.
Yep.
But it's a beautiful song. And if you're like, yeah, I want you to marry me, that's the whole thing we're doing here today. Like, it's still a great song.
Yeah, I think people get caught up in it being cliche or overused. And I get that, right? And there are so many options. So if you're worried about that, definitely you can look for something that's off the beaten path. There are covers of songs, you know, if you really like a song, but maybe you want to use a unique cover, that's an option too. An acoustic version, like we've talked about. Mm-hmm.
A wedding version. That's like a thing now. People released
some of the bigger
artists.
Stephen
Sanchez song has a wedding version. Brad Paisley's he has a piano version, which is simpler and a little bit more, there's less going on. It's usually just a single instrument, maybe just the vocalist and a guitar or a piano. And it's really pretty and it kind of matches that moment a little bit more.
True. And so that's a great way to like have it be that song, but be a little more unique. You know what I mean?
If you're marrying a former skateboarder and you're like, he wants to use Blink-182. And you're like, no, they're like, sweetheart, we can't have our first dance to a Blink-182 song, right? For example. But First Date is a great song, mm-hmm. right? It's a great introduction song, but it's a big song. It doesn't fit the moment. But there's a cover of First Date by Taylor Acorn is her name, just like mm-hmm. it sounds. It is beautiful. And it talks about, it's kind of sweet when you're getting married to think back about your first date, right? Absolutely. It's kind of a thing. Like as you're thinking through your relationship, like, God, remember when we dated? We worked together. I didn't even like you. I thought you were annoying. And then
those are fun stories.
Yes. And like, but I'm an acquired taste. I grew on you. And you're like, yep, you broke me down. And now here we are on our wedding day. But anyway, and then the song says, let's make this last forever, forever, forever. So it's in the song anyway. Yeah. It's like really works well. But it's almost like you've checked two blocks. You get a very sweet song with great lyrics. And you're kind of giving a shout out to your boys, Blink-182 fascination or fetish or whatever it is.
Oh, they have a fetish. Okay. That's interesting.
Could be.
Yeah. So I think that is, you know, it just takes a little effort, but it's not hard because the thing is the internet, World Wide Web, makes it easy. You can go on YouTube.
I think they know what the internet is.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
You can go on YouTube, type in the name of the song, right? Then type instrumental or type cover on there. And you will see many different versions. Listen to those different versions and find one that you really love, right? That's mm-hmm. such a great option. And it really, again, checks that block of we're using the song that we like, but it's a little more unique because it's a different version.
Even like sometimes Bride and Dad are dancing too. He's like, your dad's a Guns N' Roses fan. There's a beautiful cover of Sweet Child of Mine.
Right.
By Paul Canning is his name. And it's beautiful. And it works for that moment. And you're like, there we go. Dad got his Guns N' Roses.
Kind of.
And we have it's still the same song. Another thing, if you're into musicals, right?
Yeah, sure.
I love my musicals. Or not even like movies or musical, like The Greatest Showman, for example. Maybe you guys saw that together. Maybe you both love the soundtrack. You Can Do a Million Dreams is a great song from that movie, from that soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a whole cover. They put out a whole album of covers. And Pink, I think, sang A Million Dreams. And Panic at the Disco covered one of the songs on there. Yeah. It's like a whole thing where it's like you can find how these two, this coming together, right? Your song, your something that speaks to your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Absolutely. So I want to mention something, you guys. If you really are looking for help with any part of your day musically, we have our music planner that's available for download. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is available in our shop and we've got our wedding planning bundle. We do virtual one-on-one planning sessions. So we have packages where we can help plan, you know, basically the whole wedding, or we have like our 45-minute just music planning session
with Dominic. Yesterday.
Yep.
And I have one tomorrow.
So these
no, today. Is it today? I have one today.
You have two today.
Oh, great.
And these are great resources for you. And they're more affordable, obviously, than having, you know, us fly to your event and do it in person. And it's a really great way to set you up for success. So our website is theweddingduo.co. It's .co, not .com. And all those resources are available there. We also do, obviously, our TikTok and Instagram videos where we share so many different music suggestions, right? We've done so many videos on different songs, how to use them, different music tips. So if you don't follow us there already, please do that. Now, I'm going to mention one more thing about this podcast. If you are a fan of the Wedding Duo podcast, please leave us a review. It really helps, right? You can go to Apple Music or Spotify and leave a review there. We would love reviews.
Would you?
Yeah.
Phantom. What if you're a Phantom fan of the opera? You could do.
I didn't even know what you said.
Think of me kindly.
I think probably half our listeners don't even know.
Bravo! Yes, they do. People know Phantom. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Phantom.
It's old, dude.
It's been around forever. It just got booted off of Broadway. It was a sad day. Wasn't that the one?
Because it's old.
No, it was just Broadway took it in the teeth during COVID, I think.
Yeah, well, that's not their fault, but.
I was going to say something else, too. Now I forgot.
Oh,
trying to hit the story?
No.
I think I shared the story, actually. But so, it's really, it gets me emotional. And I'm sure I remember because I got emotional when I said it last time. Imagine that.
Wait, which story is it? I'll tell you if you've shared it.
The bride was picking out all the songs. I was at the planning meeting. The groom was just sitting there.
This one.
And then he said, what's your first dance? And he looked at her like, come on, babe. Please. And she's like, Big Green Tractor by Jason Aldean. He was like, yes. And she goes, that might change. That might change. But on the big day, like that was his song. He really was all in on that song. God, I remember that moment like it was yesterday. He's just singing it. Take it for a ride in my big. And she's just looking at him like, that's my man.
I was going to say, and isn't that what you want? That's what you want to remember, right? Like you want to remember the emotion
I remember.
You felt. I know you're, and you're crazy. Not part of the relationship.
No, and it's gotta be 10 years ago. Gotta be.
That's amazing. So that's what you're looking for. So first dance date night, guys, that is our recommendation. If you take nothing else away from today's podcast episode,
well, don't put that pressure on everybody. Like you need to find the song that your DJ, your random plus one guest that you don't even know is going to remember 10 years later.
No, I just said first dance date night.
No, but you said like, that's what you're looking for. Like that a random vendor that you'll never see or hear from again.
Will remember what I 10 meant years was, later. Let's clarify. What I meant was you want to remember those feelings. That's what you want from your first dance. Those emotions, that's how you'll have those memories.
Well, you want to like 10 years later, the song comes on randomly as you're doing something, changing a diaper, and you're like, it's our song. You didn't play it, or it was just, you just had random on your playlist. And you stood up and you danced in the kitchen again 10 years later. And you're like, oh, remember our wedding day? Like, kind of.
All right, guys. So again, we mentioned all our resources. Leave us a review if you would be so kind.
What I was going to say was,
oh my God, here we go.
No, but we get people like saying, they ask on a TikTok or on an Instagram video and they say, second request, asking again for this song. And I go, I mean, sometimes it just gets buried. We have videos that have.
Oh yeah, don't get mad at us if we don't do your song.
I was going to say, don't get mad, but I mean, that's where the one-on-one virtual sessions are so helpful because we can literally sit down and talk about your whole day. Like you're just
plan out all the music. Yep.
Just, no one else. It's like, you're not buried in all the other people trying to get their comment. It's really, really advantageous if you're really stumped on music.
True.
I want to mention that.
Okay, good.
Second request. I go, I know. I've got 400 people ahead of you.
Can we end it now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So again, we love you all. We do this because we enjoy what we do so much. We enjoy doing it together most of the time. And we hope you got something out of today's episode and every episode that we do. Continue to listen.
Yes. So yeah, if you're still looking for your first dance, Big Green Tractor. There you go.
Okay. Now let's say what we
It was unique to say. I've never had somebody use it before or since, but it's a very sweet song. Do you want to go for a ride on my Big Green Tractor?
We might need one now that we have the property.
We might. So it's a very personal day. Don't let someone talk you into something you don't want to do or talk you out of something you have your heart set on. Do whatever feels right for the two of you.
Yes. And we will seal it with our kiss.
Here we go. Blowing kisses.
Mwah. Happy wedding planning, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, so thanks for listening to our podcast. If you found any of this information helpful and you know someone who may be engaged or is a maid of honor, maybe you could tell them and share it with a friend.
Absolutely. So screenshot this episode, share it on Instagram, on Facebook, and tag the wedding duo. We promise to share the love back. Also, if you are interested in more resources or the show notes, you can go to theweddingduo.co. We have one-on-one virtual sessions, a shop, all sorts of fun stuff. Check it out.